This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. South by Southwest music is in full swing, with showcases all over downtown Austin. And one of those showcases is putting a spotlight on artists from the countries named in President Trump's travel ban. That executive order, of course, was revised last week to exclude Iraq, but the new order still affects Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Joining us to talk about this showcase called Contraband, Music Unites, is the host of the news magazine program The World, which airs every weekday at 2 on KUT. It's Marco Werman. Hi, Marco.
Hey, Nathan. How are you?
I'm great. So what's the story behind this showcase of artists from countries affected by the travel ban?
I guess you could say it starts with the travel ban. But then a couple of weeks after President Trump signed that was January 28th, I got a call from a lawyer who actually spends a lot of his time getting visas for artists who come to the United States from overseas, Matthew Covey with the Tamizdat Agency. A bunch of years ago, after George W. Bush had called out Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as an axis of evil, Matthew and I were at South By and thought, wouldn't it be kind of wild and fun to have an axis of evil showcase? That never materialized, but Matthew called me up last month and said, what do you think about a showcase of artists from these seven and now six countries? And I said, wow, that could be really cool, but practically, how would we do it? Because they can't really come here right now. Mm-hmm. So we decided to start looking around for artists who are kind of in the diaspora of these countries, who are currently in North America, living here, residing here, making music here, and see if they were game. And The World became the media partner, and we've got Global Fest from New York taking part, Rock, Paper, Scissors, publicist for a lot of world music acts, and of course, Tamizdat, and the show's happening on March 17th.
We're going to hear from some of those artists in a moment, but first I want to ask you, Marco, what is the message that you can send by holding this showcase?
Well, I mean, a lot of people say this is a very political showcase, but I think we here in the World Newsroom look at this as just kind of a continuation of what we've always done, which is trying to expose people to music from all over the world. It just so happens these countries are really in the spotlight right now, but it's still an intriguing question. What does music from a place like Yemen or Libya actually sound like? And where is that music kind of situating itself today in 2017? And we're not talking traditional music really anymore. Some of the artists in the showcase are somewhat traditional, but some of them are definitely not traditional. So we just want to expose people to this music. It's also kind of a reminder that as much as you can create travel bans, we live very much in a borderless world where culture travels without a visa. So in that sense, we want the focus to be on the music and the culture.
We so often hear about these countries, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen, in the news, and they're associated with negative stories. And I guess this is an opportunity to highlight that they're not defined solely by conflict.
No, they're not. Although I should point out that at least one of the artists on the bill, a woman duo from Somalia, they left fleeing war, came to North America, settled in Toronto, then moved to Atlanta to become musicians, and now they're in Los Angeles recording. So a lot of these artists kind of sing and express themselves based on an experience that is defined in some cases by violence.
And that group you just mentioned, the sister duo from Mogadishu, Faro, let's hear some of their music.
Will you be part of my crowd?
What more can you tell me about Faro?
I mean, they've got some great beats. There's a sense of East Africa and the Horn of Africa running through their music, but it's American, it's Somali, it's what the world is today.
Another artist at your showcase is an Iranian-American, Mamak Khadem. Let's hear some of that music.
جای دیگر نمی‌شود.
All right, Marco, what can you tell us about Mamak?
Well, Mamak has been able to kind of cross a whole bunch of different stylistic lines. She is, first and foremost, kind of a scholar of Persian music. She teaches it. She roots a lot of her music in the ancient poetry, Rumi, and the music of old Persian classical masters, but kind of updating it. And from her base in Los Angeles, she both teaches the old stuff, but is constantly experimenting with new stuff. She used to be in this fusion ensemble Axiom of Choice, so she's really comfortable in that world. But as a scholar, she's really comfortable in the great Persian tradition. So Mamak Hadem may be, you know, one of the most traditional performers in the showcase, but definitely with a foot in the old, the new, and the future.
Khaled M is a Libyan-American rapper based in Chicago. Let's hear some of Khaled.
And now I'm having visions of dreams I shouldn't see. Like, could we be this close? Nah, I couldn't be. But if the people in Egypt and Tunis could do this, decide they fake, then why wouldn't we? More than 40 years, he done brought the nation under occupation. We cannot be waiting, we gon' stop debating. When one of us dies, 10 jump in line ready to box for Satan. You can't take our freedom or take our soul. Take our freedom or take our soul. You are not the one that's in control. You are not the one that's in control. Said La ilaha the law, no power's greater than God's. Go ahead and devise your plans. At the end of the day, you are just a man.
Marco, from what I've read on your website, PRI's The World, Khaled M, I guess, kind of rose to fame around the time of the Arab Spring in 2011. And of course, the song we just heard reflects that revolutionary sentiment.
Right. Well, he's the son of a Libyan revolutionary. The family moved to the United States. Obviously, Khaled M has grown up with the stories of the late Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator of Libya for many decades. If listeners can check out the video for that song, Can't Take Our Freedom, it's a really potent rap tune about the Arab Spring, specifically in Libya. There are some really horrifying deja vus of that footage of Muammar Gaddafi being dragged out of a sewer pipe in Sirte in Libya just before he was killed. I mean, this is a rapper who, like the great original rappers of this country, is singing about things that politically affect him, that have really touched his family, and he's bringing the heat.
The South by Southwest Showcase is called Contraband. Music Unites. It's this Friday at the Palme d'Or on East 6th Street. There's a Kickstarter for this, actually, to help pay for some of the travel and accommodation costs of the artists. They did meet their initial goal of $15,000, but now they have a stretch goal of $23,000. So you can find that at Kickstarter.com if you're interested. Marco Werman is host of The World, which airs weekdays at 2 on KUT. Marco, thanks for your time.
No, thank you very much, Nathan.